You're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm your via extensions, Todd Gleason, in on this 17th day of December. It's a Thursday morning. Let's take a look at the marketplace with Dan Zwicker. He's at Zwicker Consulting out of Waco, Texas. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning, Todd.
As you look at the marketplace, I'm wondering, at least at this point, whether there's been any damage or not done to the technical side of both the corn and soybeans as we've slid for a good portion of the week.
Yeah, a lot of your technical systems that traders watch for their trading clues all turned to the sell side after Wednesday's big sell-off. So you're seeing some follow-through technical selling on that bearishness. Now, of course, what's stirring it up is the rate increase on the Fed interest rates, 0.25%. The dollar was sharply higher overnight trade, and here this morning, I kind of thought that maybe that would probably be worked in by now because the stock market took it pretty well yesterday. But for now, the dollar is sharply higher, and that's adding overall bearishness, you know, across the commodity complex. Another bit of news that kind of is putting pressure on the market is the Argentina peso is got devalued about 35% or so, or it soon will be devalued about 35%, and that's going to put them in a real good export competitive situation with their corn and soybeans, at least in the short run, with that type of devaluation. So traders are kind of throwing up their hands on future export demand, at least for right now. And of course, this morning, the week of export sales for both corn and soybeans came in underneath trade expectations. Wheat kind of came in inside the range, but overall, you know, it's just going to be a down day after yesterday's big sell-off that we saw on the charts.
It doesn't sound as if you're completely convinced that the market will drop through the bottom of this at this point. Is that the case?
Well, that's going to be a test. That is, we're going to have to kind of see what happens. It does definitely, with yesterday's sell-off, like I said, the system that I use or developed, it went short yesterday, and we'll have to see whether or not we'll find support down here at the previous lows or not. Now, I'm in the opinion that if we can kind of hold things together today and maybe tomorrow here, kind of finish out the week, that we could recover and then have kind of maybe a bounce here next week going into Christmas. But any kind of major play, I think, in the market is pretty well over with the year without some unknown, you know, outside influence that would come along that we know. And right now, I think the weather is generally viewed as favorable for crop prospects in South America, and that's the main function or the main focus, at least for right now.
So this tells me that weather in South America, as you mentioned, and then the January USDA reports, including the grain stocks numbers, will be very important to the marketplace. That's still not quite a month away, but that'll probably be the next milepost, I suppose, when the market might have an opportunity to really change if weather doesn't turn sour in South America.
Yeah, that's going to be the next change if to change the balance sheets one way or the other, because that final crop report in years past anyway has often, you know, gave the trade a surprise one way or the other. But at least for right now, the trade pretty well feels very comfortable that we got adequate supplies of corn and soybeans around. So it looks to me like it might be very hard to find anything real bullish out of a USDA report, but you never can tell. But it's pretty much, I think, about currency, and who's going to be the most competitive in the world market. And with U.S. moving to raise interest rates that will be supportive to the dollar. And then with Argentina starting to let their currency float more freely, it took a big nosedive. So it's going to be Argentina and Brazil. I mean, they're just between those two countries, they're basically going to be suppliers of corn and soybeans year round. So there is no doubt that they're major export players in the market, even now in corn. And with the taxes removed in corn, traders do think that the corn production in Argentina will be up a little bit. But it's still going to be, you know, what kind of weather they have with the super El Nino still pretty well locked in place, whether or not they would get into any kind of weather problems or not later on down the road. Remains to be seen. It's just still very early.
Given all of the changes that are taking place in Argentina, fundamentally we have not added any supply at this point to the market. We've just freed it up. Can the market, I would think, would seem to bear that much more aptly than if we actually were increasing supplies in some sort? Or maybe I'm just not thinking about what's happening at this time?
Well, world supplies are adequate. Argentina has a lot of supplies, or they're supposed to have anyway, because farmers have been kind of keeping them off the market, and they're expected then to become more freed up in the world market. And then, of course, you know, the trade after the final crop report in January, we quickly refocus on what new crop prospects are going to be here in the United States. And, of course, everybody assumes, you have to kind of assume average-type weather. So all of your balance sheets for the 16-17 marketing year is all going to show pretty lofty yield expectations. It will show larger corn and soybean acres because we didn't get all the acres planted last year because of the weather problems. So balance sheets are all going to look like we're building stocks around the world, and when you're in that type of atmosphere, it's going to be very tough to find reasons for the market to rally. You're going to have to get yourself in some kind of mode where the trade views overall stocks as declining rather than increasing. And right at the moment, with the Argentina situation and us coming off of a monster crop, it's just going to be going to weigh on the market, at least in the near term here. And we'll have to kind of see where demand goes. Like I said, the currency wars that we've been in for a long time, it's just becoming more obvious every day. But we've been in currency wars, and when you get in currency wars, U.S. usually comes in on the short end of the stick because the other countries will always undercut us, and that seems to kind of be where we're at least for right now.
So for the morning, the lows at this time, and we're recording right at 5 after the hour of 9 o'clock, so the lows are around 365 for nearby corn and about 854 for nearby soybeans. What are the numbers producers need to be watching as targets on the downside for risk today? And we have maybe just a minute left, Dan, to talk about that.
Yeah, I think you've got to kind of see, we got to hold this 360 level, and we got to hold this 850 level on the front months. If those would begin to give away, then we could see some more deterioration in soybeans. I think still soybeans are probably the weakest commodity.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. We'll talk with you again this afternoon.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker, of course, is with Zwicker Consulting. He is out of Waco, Texas. I'm coming to you today from the Illinois Farm Economics Summits. We're in Springfield, and tomorrow we'll be in Mount Vernon. If you'd like to visit with the Ag Economist, you can do that. Show up at about 7:45 tomorrow morning at the Holiday Inn. Here's a quick look at the weather forecast as it comes to you for the Urbana-Champaign area tonight. Cloudy, a low of 25. West winds at 7 to 10 miles an hour. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a high of 33, breezy and west winds at 11 to 21. Friday night, partly cloudy, a low of 21. And Saturday, sunny skies and a high of 37. On Sunday, partly sunny and a high of 50. Monday, partly sunny and 48. Tuesday, mostly cloudy and 49. And on Wednesday, a chance of rain, cloudy and 53. Don't forget to visit us online at willag.org. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.